Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven-Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, and my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, is, amen, so full of good works, and out and about, praise the Lord, and hopefully she'll be back in our future broadcast. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life, to make your future brighter than your past. The Lord come to save men and women, boys and girls from sin. Take sin out of you so you can be able to live in this world with power over the devil. Place Satan where he belongs, that is under your feet. Yes, Jesus is your friend. He's the strong man. And when Jesus come in us, as the Bible said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Jesus will give you power to resist temptation and to be able to live in this world with power over the devil. Praise God. We're going to have a teaching message, amen, we're going to continue the message talking about repentance. Praise the Lord. It is a subtitle to the message, A True Saint Versus a Hypocrite, that we've been preaching about several weeks. And in order to be a true saint, you must have a good foundation laid to build upon. And that is a foundation that is built on repentance. Praise God. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for today's message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. Praise God. Yes, I'm telling you, people need to repent of their sins. Now, repentance, as we said, is to ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins and then to turn from them sins. A lot of people ask God for forgiveness, but they don't turn. Just saying, Lord, forgive me for my sin and turn around and do it again, that's not true repentance. And I'm putting on radio so people can know that, because time out for playing church. There's a lot of people in churches playing church. They pretending to be a Christian. You can't go to heaven sinning and repenting every day. Sinning and repenting every day. But Jesus come to save us from sin. In order to get saved from, delivered from sin, we must repent and turn from them sins. That's true repentance, when you turn from them. The Lord wants your life to be changed. Yes, he wants your life to be changed. Praise God. Amen. How can you be a Christian if your life has not changed? How can you be a Christian if you're doing the same things, sinful things you were doing before you said you wanted to be a Christian? I'm telling you, people. Amen. If you want to go to heaven, you got to get ready to go. Because no sinner is going to make it into the kingdom of God. The Bible declares in St. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You just can't go to heaven any kind of way. You got to be born again by the power of God through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. That's why I preach Jesus, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by Jesus. Praise God. I'm a Jesus man. Praise the Lord. I promote Jesus. Praise God. We're going to go into the message, but let's hear a song of praise first. And then we're going to go right into the message for today. Praise God. Amen. Because it's time for true repentance. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God, amen. It's a beautiful day when people have smiles on their faces. And that smile be genuine. I'm telling you, it'd be a wonderful time. I love a world where everybody love one another, regardless to their race, color, regardless to, amen, who they are, because God made all nations of all races. And when everybody love everybody, no envy, no strife, no type of violence, no sin, no evil, Satan ain't nowhere around. I'm telling you, it'd be a beautiful world. I'm telling you, nobody committing murder. I'm telling you, it'd be a beautiful world. It'd be a beautiful world. Nobody fighting and arguing. It'd be a beautiful world. Praise God. A beautiful world. Nobody's shoplifting and stealing. Nobody. None of that. All that unheard of. I'm telling you, it'd be a beautiful world. I love a world where everybody have Jesus. I love a world. No false religions. Everybody love Jesus. Praise God. That's a beautiful world. Amen. It's time to repent. It's time to turn from sin. That's the first step in becoming a Christian, is to repent of your sins. Let's go to the Gospel according to St. Mark 1:15. And it reads saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel. And that's what people need to do. Amen. Is to repent of your sins. Praying and ask the Lord to forgive you. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I won't sin anymore. Don't be afraid to say that. The devil will have people so much in bondage, thinking that they got the sin, that they're afraid to say that prayer. Because they feel like that they're going to sin again. That they just can't get free. But Jesus come to bring us out of sin. Yes, he did. He gave his life on Calvary's cross, shed his blood, so that we could come all the way out of sin. Not just part of the way out, but all the way out. That's what Jesus' blood will do. He will root out that indwelling sin that caused us to fall back into temptation. Amen. And place in us a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That's the new birth, being born again. So that we'll be able to live in this world with power over the devil. Place Satan where he belongs, that is under your feet. That's the part that I preach about, calling sanctification through the blood. Amen. See, the devil don't want people to get sanctified through the blood. He don't care how much you claim you're a Christian, how much you claim you got the Holy Spirit. Because he knows that God don't put the Holy Ghost in no person that has sin in them. Because you can't put the Holy Ghost in an unclean vessel. He knows that. So we have people confessing they're saved, claiming they got the Holy Spirit, but yet and still they commit sin. And they say God is a forgiving God. And they continue to sin. And they say, all this sin around you, you just can't get free. But I'm going to let you know, Jesus made it possible that we can come all the way out of sin. Yes, he did. He made it possible that we can come all the way out of sin. We don't have to be a slave to sin. We don't have to feel like we got to spend our entire Christian life indulging in the sins of the flesh. You don't have to do that. Jesus come to set you free. There's power in that blood. Not only to forgive people of their sins, but there's power in that blood to go down in your heart and root out the old Adam nature of sin. And once that root of sin comes out of you, you won't have no desire to want to sin. Because the root has been taken out. Now, how many Christians can testify that the root of sin has been taken out of their life? Just, amen, examine yourself. Are you believing, like some preachers telling the people, that you can never get free from your sin? Are you believing that? But I got news to let you know. Jesus paid the debt on Calvary's cross, shed his blood on Calvary's cross, and there's power in that blood. I love to say that. There's power in that blood to root out that old indwelling sin that causes you to backslide and do wrong and then have to repent all the time. Jesus come to root that thing out and place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, and cause you to be born again by the power of God. Yes, that is being sanctified through the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. And sanctification through the blood of Jesus, what causes us to be able to keep our vow unto God. The vow of repentance, saying, Lord, you forgive me of my sins. I won't sin anymore. And the reason why you won't sin anymore, because the desire, the appetite of sin has been taken out. And it's done through the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Them old saints will sing a song, what can make me white as snow? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole as whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is what will set you free from your sins. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, repentance is praying, asking the Lord to forgive you of your sins. You won't sin anymore. Godly sorrow works that all that stuff out your heart. Amen. All the evil things you've done, godly sorrow works it all out. There are several ways a person can repent. Amen. When people make vows unto the Lord, saying, Lord, if you cause me to get a good job, heal my body of a certain deadly disease, Lord, if you cause me to get married to my wife or husband, I will live for you. I'll serve you. Now, those are methods also of repentance. Because you tell the Lord that if you do these things for me, I will give my life unto you. And in order to do that, then you must turn from your sins. Turn from your old ways of living. Those are ways of repentance because you're making a vow unto the Lord. Them old saints will sing a song, I made a vow to the Lord and I will not take it back. I made a holy vow and I will not take it back. Now, it's very important when you make that vow to pay up on that vow, because the Lord will remind you. And when you pay up on it, you'll be blessed. Yes, you will. Because when the Lord do these things, these marvelous miracles, such as heal your body of deadly diseases, when you're at the point of death, the Lord delivered you and brought you out. Delivered you from death's door. I'm telling you, amaze the doctors when the doctors say you're going to die. But God turned things around and brought you out. I'm telling you, that's something to praise God for. Because God is a God of miracles. Yes, he is. He's a God of miracles. Praise the Lord. When the Lord calls you to get a job making good money, the job you ask for, when people seem like you're not going to get it, and God made it possible to give it to you, those are vows that you need to pay up on. Praise the Lord. And if you pay up on it, then God will bless you for it. Because there's no need to make these vows unto God. And God do these things for you. And then you don't never pay up. because it's counted against you, because you done sinned. But when you, amen, pay up on it, then the Lord will turn around and bless you abundantly. The Lord bless you with a good husband, bless you with a good wife. You have a wonderful marriage. You need to pay up on your vow. Ecclesiastes 5 and verse number 4. Let's read saying, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he have no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. When you make that vow unto God, and God grant you them requests, grant you them promises, you need to pay up on it. Turn your life over to the Lord. Dedicate your life over to the Lord. Give yourself over to Jesus. Because the world of sin is not worth your soul being lost. Give your life over to Christ. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Verse number 5 of Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than thou shouldest vow and not pay. Amen. Verse number 6. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angels that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at the voice and destroy the work of thy hands? Let you know, when you make a vow unto God, pay up on it. Repent, turn from your sins. Amen. And the Lord will bless you. Because the Bible says in St. John 10 and 10, the thief come not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Jesus come to give you life, that you can live. The devil wants to kill you. Amen. All this drugs laced with fentanyl is just destroying the people. Killing the people. Yes, there is. It's just killing the people. Praise God. Drug overdoses. All that stuff just killing the people. Praise God. It's sad when folks die and don't have Jesus. It's so sad. But Jesus wants people to dedicate their life unto him. Give yourself over to Jesus. It'd be the best decision that you ever made. Don't let the devil cause you to play the waiting game, that you continue to put it off, put it off. Satan will have people to put off this great decision and keep putting it off until it be too late. But I'm telling you, today is the day of salvation. Dedicate your life over to Jesus. Give yourself over to the Lord. It'll be the best decision that you ever could make. It's time to repent. It's time to pray. It's time to turn from your sins. And get rid of sin before sin get rid of you. I'm telling you, praise God. Because I'm telling you, serving the devil is no, amen, joyous life. Serving sin is no joyous life. The devil may act like you're having a good time, but I'm telling you, the devil wants to kill you. Alcohol is a killer. Drugs, they all will kill you. And when it's laced with fentanyl, it will take you out. Yes, it will. I'm telling you, crack cocaine is not good for nobody. It's not good for nobody. Young people trying to get a high. If you want to get a thrill, try Jesus. He'll give you the thrill of your life. I'm telling you, serving the Lord is not no boring life. It's the best life you can live. Because I'm having a good time in Jesus. When Jesus comes inside of you, he brings joy. joy unspeakable in that full of glory. Praise God. And I'll tell you, I get my spiritual high off the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And I get drunk off the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I'm telling you, get in your soul. Praise God. I'm telling you. Hey, man, it's a powerful message. We're going to continue on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for today's message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I will live for you. I won't sin anymore. Lord, cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in the blood. Sanctify them holy. Breathe in their soul. Root out that indwelling sin. Lord, give them freedom. Give them joy. Give them peace. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the churches. Let revival break out in the churches. That the preachers will repent and get saved. The members will get saved. Turn from sin, Lord, and begin to serve you in righteousness, in holiness, all the days of their life. Lord, look at those that's in prison. Touch their lives. Let them know you're real, Lord God. You love them, God. You want to make a great change in their life. Lord, deliver them and set them free. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, those you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful website full of Holy Ghost power. Good inspirational reading. Good messages. Amen. I'm telling you, good preaching. Amen. I'm telling you, the children can click on the activity page. Be blessed. Learn about Jesus on the activity page. Good spiritual Bible stories, cartoon Bible stories. All them wonderful things for the children. Amen. The Heaven Bound Train website is good for all members of the family. Click on it for day or night. Inspirational music is on there. Good inspirational music on the Heaven Bound Train website. Just click on it and be blessed. Those of you that's incarcerated, those of you that speak the Spanish language, write us for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's a pleasure being able to come into your homes, amen, into the jails and prisons to bring this gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, can't nobody do you like Jesus can. Amen. And I'm telling you, as soon as, amen, we get straight, we get ready to go back into the more into the jails and prison. We went into one jail, amen, and we plan on going more into the prisons and systems and more. So until next broadcast, this is Chaplain William Holmes saying that if Jesus, I'm going to tell you, I'm a Jesus man. I'm a Bible man and a Jesus man. If Jesus come back for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Amen. Until next week for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Mission Broadcast. God bless you. I love you. God bless you. Praise God.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train is bound for glory.